This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal baseball and St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere, as they enjoy the wonderful experience at Busch Stadium. Nobody does it like patios. Had a good time there over the weekend. I was there Friday and Saturday, and I got to tell you, opening day is quite an experience. I must say, though, that when the highlight with the games is the patio's experience. That's not good, but, hey, listen, in the end, we're still 500, and we beat a good team last night, and San Diego, I think, is better than most people think, but I will be curious to get my comrades' thoughts on this. I do want to thank our friend Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com for his continued support of our show. Remember, if it's residential, commercial, industrial, he can take care of all your needs. The construction team, heating and cooling team, and the electric team are raring to go and ready to do whatever they need to do to take care of any problems you may have or be the solution to a project that you may have on your mind. I think our cohort, Steve Flowers, utilized Innovative Companies the other day and got you up and running, huh?
Well, I'm shoving my face full of Adam's Smokehouse.
Yes.
And I look over at Randy.
Shameless plug.
I look over at Randy. I said, hey, man, I got a little a furnace issue here. Now, I know it's end of the season, but it started acting up a couple weeks ago. So he immediately gets on the phone with Stephanie, his daughter. She gets somebody out there within like 30 minutes. Boom, fixed. And you know what? I'll take credit for the nice weather we've had in St. Louis now that my furnace is fixed. I don't need it anymore.
Well, yeah. It's almost like if it's going to rain and I take an umbrella, it doesn't rain. If I don't take the umbrella, it rains. So we're going to go with... So, in other words, you want to take credit.
Thank you.
So, hang on.
You're welcome. Right. How about that? Just, you're welcome.
Okay. How about if we go the other way and say that the guy sitting between us brought the weather with him from Arizona? Let's welcome in everybody's favorite on the M4byYachty.com celebrity line, although it's in studio, the one, the only Benji Molina in his Blues hat. I mean, yeah. It is playoffs time, I know, but.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. Let's
we all saw Blues. You on that video the other night with your boy and Wayno and everybody up in the suite, and you got your Blues gear on. You got a blue sweatshirt on. I mean, you're Blues during the day, Cardinals at night. Is that what goes on around here?
Yes, and it's going to be a really tough series for the Blues, but I think they can do it. They have the hottest team out there lately. And Winnipeg is slowing down a little. They started hot, but they're slowing down. So I think it's a perfect matchup for them. They're playing really good, man. I've been a big Blues fan since Yachty came over to the Cardinals up in the big leagues. That's when I first started hearing about the Blues. So I'm a big fan, man.
Well, I can tell you that, with playoff hockey comes a certain amount of intensity, and it ups. I mean, hockey's an intense game anyway, right? So add in the playoffs and the way they approach it, and it just amps that up. It almost reminds me of our Cardinal fans everywhere and the intensity right now. It's all over the map. I look at this thing and say, okay, where are we today? let's just look at our record. We sit at 500. There's a lot of teams that wish they were 500, right? That are supposed to be even better than us, right? So while I will say I'm human, right? Like I see some things and I'm sitting there going, oh boy, right? Right? Sometimes you got to let it play out. And I'm gonna give you guys an example. The other day, and I'm going to call a guy out. I don't really care. I know he listens to the show. There's a certain guy that loves to jump on any Facebook post and just loves to rip away, and he knows who he is. And he jumped on the one I showed of Tony the other day. It was one of my favorite all-time things where Tony comes in first week of the season, and they weren't doing very good. This was in 2011. You guys seen the video, right? And I think it may have been, don't quote me to this, but somebody said it was Derek Gould that finally had put him over the top, and Tony went off and just walked out of the interview. Because he's like, it's the first week of the season, okay? And it's one of my favorite things because...
But the media won.
Yeah. Yeah, they won. Well, no.
That's exactly what they want.
Yeah, but that's right. But here's the thing that kills me about it. So like this gentleman, and I actually like his opinions even though he's a little... I find myself agreeing with him sometimes, but he's just so confrontational. I don't know why people have to be that way, but whatever. So anyway, long story short, I'm looking at this, and his answer to me is, are you kidding me? This is one of your favorite moments? This is the worst moment. Anybody questions these guys, they do this and this and that. And I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking to myself, this shows how wrong we are, because who was right? Tony was right. Tony was right.
I believe they had a decent season.
I believe they did okay at the end of 2011. Now,
and where was that guy in the parade? The guy that you were saying.
I'm sure he was right up front.
He might have been six people deep in the stand somewhere.
Trying to hide.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, buddy? I got to tell you the truth. He's of Puerto Rican descent, and he lives in New York. So you got to claim him. It's one of your country, one of your island men that's acting this way, just so you know.
No, and that's fine with me. I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all.
I call it passion.
I deal with a lot of those guys, you know, over my thing, and it doesn't have to be a Puerto Rican.
I know. I'm just kidding. So here's the thing, okay? Well, no, my assumption is he's following us because he likes you is my assumption. Okay, so here's my thing. Now, it could be wrong. I mean, now, Mike Schilt hasn't stood up there and did what Tony did, right? Like reminded everybody that we're a week into the season. Do we have to remind ourselves that we're, you know, 10 games in or whatever it is? I mean, is that an exercise that we should get better at, Benji? Just remind ourselves that it's early?
I think so. I mean, seriously, like you said, a lot of teams would love to have 5 wins right now. I mean, obviously, we could have played better. Yeah, of course. But I'm sure a lot of teams would say that. So I think it's really difficult for anybody like us because we watch every single game, and we could actually go back and say things about every single game, but you go back to other people and they're just fans, you know, they're just fans. They love the Cardinals. They want to win every single time. So they're shown a lot of things, and one of the things I saw yesterday that really got me going and really hyped up was Hicks. I didn't know this, what I'm going to say. I didn't know he had it. I didn't know he had a slider. I didn't know he had a split change, okay, that he was working in the offseason. Yadi told him to work on either a slider or a split change or something because we cannot go through the whole process with only 2 pitches. So he did. He did. I talked to him yesterday, and Hicks was very open with me, and me and him, we always talk about pitching. So he did. He told me, he said, hey, man, I work hard on my split change and I work hard on my slider. Well, let me tell you this. What I saw yesterday on that mound, it was amazing. And I know it's early, obviously. But this kid to show a split, when they show that replay and they show those fingers split wide open on the ball.
I saw that.
And I'm like, what in the world? If this kid can control these pitches right here, he will be untouchable.
How unfair is that to have 103 in your back pocket and throw a split?
Unbelievable. That's unfair. That's what I said on the air.
Well, I mean, you're down to now guessing. Like, right. When you're going to get hit, it's going to be guy guessed fastball, you threw fastball, caught too much of the play.
Well, listen, it sinks.
Or a hanger, obviously. And but his sink, yeah, that's what's...
And he throws one at your chest, you know, to keep you honest. You can't hit you saw Manny Machado swing. You can't hit comfortable on the plate when somebody's just balling you on your chest, on your head, or something like that, and the ball's moving that much. And plus, it's 100+.
Right. And you know what? The most important thing it does, Jim, is it makes it an 8-inning game.
Well, that's what,
and,
yeah.
And that's, in any time you can shorten their amount of chances to score, I mean, it definitely puts the advantage on the Cardinals. And I think we all saw this, or had hoped this would be it, and we were hoping it would be with a 103-mile-an-hour fastball, that he just comes in and done. And now all of a sudden you add in the couple extra pitches that now he's throwing with authority and
getting them over
in any count and throwing for strikes. And now all of a sudden you start seeing this as a really a legitimate weapon that has to be reckoned with.
Well,
and plus, if you get Miller going, that's a 7-inning game.
That's right.
And then you have all these guys over there that could throw the 7.
Well, I think we make the mistake as fans. I know I do sometimes, right? We make the mistake, and I think Benji can probably, you know, probably lend his opinion on this better because he stood in the box and looked at this stuff. I mean, I don't know if he ever faced a guy throwing 103 or 104, 105.
No, with that movement, though.
You know, so my guess is, you know, we look at speed, we look at velocity and think it's the end all, right? The thing is, every good hitter, and Benji, you and I have talked about this before, will tell you, yeah, the velocity is always important, right? But the reason it's important is because it makes the other pitches, it makes you vulnerable. If the guy has other pitches that you have to worry about. If the guy throws a split, if the guy throws a slider and he can't control it, you just sit on the fastball. And it doesn't matter if it's 90 or 103. If you're sitting on it, you can hit it. It doesn't matter.
But it still makes it hard, man. I mean, I did that many times in my career, Jimbo and Steve-O. I did that. Oh, man, this guy doesn't have the slider. This guy doesn't have the changeup. I got to sit on this fastball. And then all of a sudden, the slider looked like a strike, and you go for it. And you know it's not a strike, but he looked like a strike out of his hand. Oh, I got this. And whoop, there he goes again, and then he goes and chasing. So it's really, really not that easy to do. Like Machado was probably thinking 3-2. He's going to come with the freaking fastball 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did he get? Slider that was way off, that he laid off a couple of those before. But he got 3-2, he's guessing fastball, and that ain't changed. So it's a lot harder than people think.
And once you get into this guessing game, that means Yachty becomes that much more important because he's been in the league so much and he's so good with working with these guys and knowing tendencies that all of a sudden now the catcher is an important factor. What's he going to call? And that's where and that's what a lot of people miss, why baseball's boring.
So far, Yadi's 2-0 with Jordan Hicks. Remember, he started off really bad in the ninth inning before. He went out there and calming down. Whatever he said, it worked.
Yeah, how about that?
And then this past game yesterday, I mean, he went out there and he said, wait. Come on, whatever he said. I don't know what he said. And then it worked out. Perfect. So whatever he's doing out there, Yadi, we've always seen this. I mean, this is nothing new. But he's, for me, I mean, two times that he's gone to Hicks, it has worked out.
You know, we were at Saturday. We did our normal stuff. First, we had opening day on Friday, Saturday, and thank you. I know you stuck around. Logan wanted me to thank you for sticking around and watching him play afterwards.
Did he ever get
a bat? Yeah, he did. He lined out to right. But he played a few innings defensively in the field and
took him
short
out.
And second. Yeah, they were taking people in and out and then everybody, okay. Then he batted. It was a great day. He pitched an inning too. He pitched nice. The last inning. It was kind of cool to sit up there and hear the pop of the glove and because he throws it pretty hard for a little guy, so it was kind of interesting. But well, he's not so little anymore, I guess. But it's funny, we were talking and on Friday, we were talking about, you could tell Yachty was a little frustrated. And then Saturday, he gets a couple hits. He gets a couple more. And then yesterday, I thought he swung the bat well.
Three good swings.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't get results. Sometimes you do. But for me, with this Cardinal team, it's all about where are we heading with how are we doing what we do, right? Like, a lot of people want to look at this thing and start judging for the whole season. That's really my thing today, right? Like, I'm not going to look at this and say, admittedly, Dexter Fowler's not my guy, But if you're going to commit to him, then let's.
And they are.
They are. But, man, I got to tell you. Now, I know his batting average isn't great, but, man, how many good at-bats has Jose Martinez taken and then just continues to square balls up and help you
and
out?
And how long are you willing to take?
Well,
how long is it going to take for you to realize this guy can make a change in our lineup?
I agree.
We can score a couple more runs that can come in the end, win some games.
Do you like him up in the two hole?
I like him better in the two holes because
I would love him in the two before Goldschmidt.
Yes. Me too.
And that's what's going to happen. You watch.
Or, okay. It's going to happen. Or, and again, I'm not saying what I would do. I'm saying if they go with this, you know, I got to tell you, if Colton Wong's going to keep putting together good at bats, somebody's got to bat second and Goldschmidt.
I'm leaving Bader and Wong alone.
But my point is, if they're not going to, well, then it's okay. Well, then if you want to do that, then it's got to be somebody else.
Yeah, but those two guys, I would not even touch. All right. Right now.
Yeah,
right
okay.
now, I leave.
Either way.
Those two guys is working fine. He's doing good. It's really hard to hit down below with the pitcher behind you. So if they're doing good, don't move him. Don't start doing anything crazy.
Well, I can tell
like
you this.
Martinez at second.
I do too. I've said all along our number two hitter was on the bench before the season started. And depending on what they do and where they go, I mean, it's, you know, they listen. This is why they get paid big dollars. They got to make tough decisions. And in the end, we're going to see what they do. But, you know, like I said, the thing today is let's try to remember we're 10 games into the season. We're 500. And seriously, you know, like in the movie where the guy says, how'd we ever, you know, we're 13, how'd we ever win, whatever it is.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. I kind of feel that way. Like I'm sitting here going, you know, if I look at it, if I look at these 10 games, what do I remember? Well, I remember Goldschmidt's home run game, right? I remember that. And I think last night was a good win.
That's I remember a few games that we should have won.
Yeah, but my point is for the wins, right? Like, I felt like, obviously, you remember Goldschmidt's game. And then last night, I thought that was a good win, right? So I'm like, yeah, but somehow we won three other games. Somehow, some way, we won three other games. Just like, to Benji's point, somehow we lost a couple games we probably should have won. So that being said, we sit at 500. Is that ideal? Of course it's not ideal. You'd love to be 7-3 or 8-2 or whatever. I mean, who wouldn't want to be 10-0, right? But we're 10 games into this thing. We found a way to win some games, which in the past was a little rough for us. So maybe we do have some things working for us. Do we have some guys that haven't started off the way we wanted, especially on the mound? Yeah, I would say people probably thought Flaherty'd be 2-0 and hadn't given up a run yet. And you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get an outing, you know, all the haters. You get an outing that you desperately needed on Sunday from Waino, right?
For sure.
Okay.
I was listening to, I think his name is Bernie, maybe?
Yeah.
101.
Mm-hmm.
And he for me, is kind of crazy the way he talks because he tells you, I don't like this, and then all of a sudden, but I'm okay with it, and I'm good with this. You know, the same thing.
Yeah, he plays both sides.
So you're like, what?
He needs to fill up 3 hours of airtime.
Yeah, I mean, he's the same one. Yeah.
So I was thinking, and he was talking about Waino, and then he said, at the end, he said, but we all seen it before, and Waino has shown signs of good, and then he goes and goes down.
Right.
And inside of me is like, which side are you in? Because I'm trying to listen. And if I'm talking about Waino, I'm encouraged about what I saw. And I can't wait for the next time that he goes out there because he might give us six or seven innings again. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he doesn't happen, then you can say whatever you want. But man, the guy just pitched a heck of a game on a series that we were going to be swept by the Padres. And then, I don't care about what he said. You know, I'm just saying that how a lot of fans are like that, you know. They like to say, you know, good things about that guy, and then they finish with the bad things.
Well, let's face it. It's emotional for some people, right? Like, you get emotional about it. I will say this. How much of it is the fact that we haven't been in the playoffs for 3 years? People are frustrated, right? But how frustrated are they? Are they frustrated enough that they're kind of done? And I want to touch on this because I got to tell you guys, I tweeted out last night, Benji, you were there. You had the best view in the whole place. If there were 20,000 people there, I'll kiss your butt. I don't care what the announced attendance was. There were a lot of empty seats.
And it was like 35,000, right? 38?
That's what they said. But there was. But let me tell
not
you.
Not at the stadium, but that's what they pay.
I know there was a national championship game, and I know it's a school night. But I got to tell you, I've been a Cardinal fan for a long, long time. And barring some goofy game where, you know, it was stormed and did whatever, for a game in the middle of the game where it's a 2-2 game or where, that is the smallest attendance for a normal baseball game of actual people in the seats.
It was Monday, though.
I know, but I've seen Monday games before. I've seen Tuesday games.
And the Dodgers.
And it was a weird start time, wasn't it? Like, well, 6:40 or something like that.
They're going to do that.
They're doing that.
And I like that.
They're doing it.
I like it.
But hang on. Here's my point. That's the first I've heard of it.
First I heard of it.
If you were, okay, so here's the deal. If you were going to do it because you wanted people to say, you can bring your kids and get home earlier, mm-hmm. number one, okay, if you're going to do that, then why not 6:30? That's number one. Number two.
Or announce it.
Okay, number two, I've never heard a word.
Yep.
First I've heard of it.
What was it, a 6:45 start?
6:45.
Yeah. Same tonight, 6 o'clock. Right? What time's tonight, or is it tonight? 6:45 again.
I think it's 6:45.
On air at 6 or something like that.
Until June, and then the summer they go back to normal, and then August they go back to 6:45.
Right. So where I'm going with this is, number one, I got to tell you, Cardinals are really good at a lot of things. They drop the ball on this one. It's the first I've heard of it. Now, they may say, well, hey, look, if you did do it, you didn't do a very good job, because I haven't seen it, and I'm on social media way, way too much.
Right.
I haven't seen it. Haven't seen a, like, if it was me, I mean, I would be out. I'd do things on it. Like, I would do interviews. I would do, this is what we're doing this year. We're trying to allow you to bring more of your kids to the ballpark.
Or in TV, man, people watch the news. People watch the everything on TV, the radio.
Yep.
You know, everything.
I haven't heard a word.
And be honest with you, I'd like to see it even move up even further.
That's what I said. 6:30. That's what I said. 6:30.
Yeah, and that only makes complete sense.
Now, that being said, let's see where we're at. Like I said, we're playing the Dodgers, right? They're good.
I think
that was a good win last night.
It was a great win, and it goes a long way, Jim, because you know, that's a team that you might have to face in the playoffs. And to know that you can go out there and compete with them, I think that goes a long way, not only with the club, but with the fans, to have that confidence. I'm like, okay, yeah, bring on the Dodgers. We'll take them.
I bet you anything, nobody thought we were going to win that game last night. I mean, it's starting the series, everybody thought, okay, if we can split, we'll be good.
Well, they come in here with that offense just rolling, you know.
You saw what your boy Michaelis did, right?
Yeah.
Shave that mustache.
Well,
they're pretty scary, man, the Dodgers.
Yes. Well, they come right out and bang, bang, and then you think, oh, here we go. But they found a way last night. You know, they did. They found a way.
They play good.
Got some key hits, some good at-bats, made some plays. You need a team effort, and I think they got a team effort last night. I really do. I know we feel sometimes like it might be the Paul Goldschmidt show, or it might be the Jack Flaherty show, or the Jordan Hicks show. They're going to need a team effort from this thing, and I have no doubt, and we've seen some good stuff from Paul Goldschmidt. I'm sure some people are going, oh, my God, he's hitting under 200. I'm sure, but I'm not worried about that guy.
Kids, so you don't have to worry.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, because here's the deal. Yachty was hitting .050 on Saturday. You know, now he's at 175 or whatever it is. I mean, it's so early, you can't look at an average.
You get three hits, and you'll be in 200 in a heartbeat.
For sure.
Then you get another two-hit game, and then you'll be in a 250. I mean, nobody will be talking about that average, so I don't worry about
just
that.
Just imagine if a couple of those last night fall. I mean, he smoked the ball last night, and just, you know, it is what it is. Listen, that's a good win last night. Let's see where it goes tonight. But I want to ask you guys, okay, we're also honest here, okay? We are 5-5, and like I said before, a couple of good wins, found a way to win a couple of games, which I actually think is a good characteristic for this team. But also found a way to lose some games and back to where we were a few times with bullpen. I want to ask you guys, you know, while I know you're not throwing the towel in on anybody or you're not freaking out, is there anything you've seen so far that is making you go, man, I hope this isn't what it appears to be so far? And I have a feeling we all might be on the same page with a couple of these things without freaking out. So you guys think about that while I remind people to check us out at twobirdsonthebat.com. When you get there, multiple things you can do at the website. Number one, subscribe to the show. It's free. You can listen to the show there. And more importantly now, and we're so happy to have all these guys on board, these bloggers, these gentlemen and ladies, The writing is really good. We're really happy to have them, and we hope you guys are enjoying it. You just click on Two Birds Bloggers, enjoy their stuff. We're sharing it on social media. We hope you guys are as well, as we love having them all be a part of the show. Throughout the season, we're going to take time to introduce them, each and every one of them, to you and let them tell you a little bit about who they are and their fandom. So get to know them through their writing, and then hopefully you'll get to know them through the show. Find us on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Facebook's always our big push. Simply type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. When you see our pinned post, make sure you've liked it, commented on it, and shared it. That means a lot to us, and that helps our posts reach more people. The most important thing we're going to ask you to do, though, is once you've liked our Facebook page, click invite your friends, invite them all. That just helps us grow the group. And at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do, is just have a big Cardinal community that wants to just have some fun with Cardinal baseball. Find us on Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. You can also find us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform that everybody should be downloading for free on your mobile device. You guys will love it. I know we're proud to be partners with a lot of guys on there, so thank you so much to them for their continued support. Don't forget our partners. You heard us mention Adam Smokehouse earlier. Had a great time over there the other day. Mike never disappoints. We want to thank some of our fans for showing up as well. They always show up in force, our two favorite fans there. It's a great time to be just a Cardinal fan, when you can be with people like that and you can talk to them and just understand, you know, like kind of where we're at. So we enjoy it. When you see us there, you see us out, don't be shy. I know we had another one of our favorite fans stop by and join us at the Cardinal game Saturday.
Lydia, thanks for making it down to see us.
It meant a lot to us that you were there and wanted to come say hi. And we hope you enjoyed being at the park. And you know, again, we're loving that interaction with you guys, and thank you so much. So Adam Smokehouse, don't forget, open till 7, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They do the box lunches. Catering's phenomenal. Their specials are awesome. The other day I had to go with ribs and the pasta salad. I know, Steve-O, you're on this turkey, though.
That cayenne cranberry barbecue sauce he's got is outstanding.
How'd Yachty like it? He gave you a slab for Yachty. How'd Yachty like the ribs?
Oh, he loved them. He loved it. And not only him, that trainer.
I was going to say, so you walk in the clubhouse with these ribs. How many does Yachty actually get to eat? One, two, maybe, by time everybody comes in and scavenges them up a little bit?
I would say maybe three, maybe four. Because he takes them first, of course. But he probably, everybody just got it, you know.
That's
just
good.
Destroys them.
Well, and Mike's awesome for doing that. I know he knows that Yachty likes the barbecue. So happy to be associated. And nobody does it better. St. Louis, make sure you check them out. Here's your cue. Our friends at Gators Baseball Academy and their four-pillar system means a lot to me to be associated with them, and I want to thank them for their support. Located in Missouri and Illinois now, as we grow that Illinois program, there's going to be more coming up with that, as I'm happy to be affiliated with them, and we're going to be doing a lot of cool things, so stay tuned. I'll let you guys know as we build the Illinois youth program when the tryouts will be. Any interested teams in joining us on the Illinois side, if you already have a form team, we're only going to have 16 spots available this year, folks, with limited space available for training in our barn over here. So first 16 that show real interest, that really want to do it like we're doing it, give me a shout. You can reach me, private message me on social media, and I'll tell you how you can become a Gator team. Be involved with their four-pillar system and their character, which means everything to them and the people that they put in front of your kids. Guys, that's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Want to thank all of our partners out there, and their continued support means so much to us. InnovativeCompanies.com, and of course, Patio's as well.
Hey, last shout out, Brandon.
Yeah,
Brandon Petty found us.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, what a great day. Yeah, man, what a good group. The whole group was a good time, man.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
All dressed up in their powder blues and coming looking for us.
How do we like the powder blues, guys?
I love it.
They were everywhere at the stadium. They look good, didn't they, Brandon? The boys look good.
They do.
It was
look
fun,
good.
Man. We do appreciate it. Like I said, if you see us, and again, I'm not saying we're a big deal, but if you see us and you know us and you want to say hi and have a cocktail or do whatever, give us a shout.
Brandon made us feel like we were a big deal.
I was going to say, man,
he?
I felt like a rock star. He's moving. You know, all these people that we've had the opportunity to spend some time with over the weekend, they do, man. They make you feel a little bit like a rock star. I mean, I know we haven't won a World Series like this guy to our right, and I don't have any gold gloves sitting on my shelf. And I don't get to sit with Polo Asensio, but I feel like a big deal sometimes.
But it's not about the big deal. You know, we make fun. We make it fun.
How much of that smoked salami or whatever did Polo eat? Did he have like 3 pounds of that?
Polo's so funny, man. Polo makes everybody believe that I'm the one eating everything in the cafeteria or wherever. He calls me, he tells everybody I love nachos, and you know, and he tells everybody about the Adam Smokehouse. I eat two full things, and I mean, he tells everybody, oh yeah, Benjamin Lee, and he is crazy eater, man.
He was nonstop. It was like a machine over there. I might have to start calling him the machine.
I'll tell you what, I'll take the blame though. I'll take it. You know, I'll leave him alone, and nobody can say anything to him. But I'll leave him alone. But no, man, I love Polo, man. He's a character. I love him like a friend. I love him like a brother. And you can see him around the stadium, man. He takes care of people. You know, whenever he got a chance, he says hi. He give you a hug. He shake your hand. I love it, man. We have a good relationship going. We have a good partnership going with the Spanish radio. I love Polo, man.
Now you're on 880 AM, right?
Yeah, La Tremenda, 880 AM locally. So then MLB at bat.
Okay. So the best thing I heard what somebody was telling me they were doing is every time Yachty comes up, they switch over to 880 so they can listen to the play-by-play in Spanish and just hear the excitement, you know.
We want to get more excited. We need more hits, and we need more RBIs and all that stuff. So hopefully that's coming, because he's swinging the bat way better than he was before.
Awesome.
Well, listen. You guys do a great job. The fans love it. I tell people all the time, I don't even speak Spanish, but to your point, the beautiful thing about radio is, or TV, like if you're listening, watching, do whatever, it's the second something happens, if you just press the button, you can get the excitement. Because, again, I love all of our announcers, but, you know, and Danny Mac calls it great and does it, and we've had some great announcers, right? And they call it in, you know, a few seconds. These guys, when something great happens, it's like a minute long. You know what I mean? I mean, I got to tell you, it's phenomenal. It's good to see the kids. It's good to see the kids that kind of understand a little bit of the Spanish go crazy. So I enjoy it very much.
You should see Polo, man. He gets excited too. You know, I think he listens or he sees me getting so excited. I think he gets excited too, man. It's kind of fun, man. We're enjoying this. This is something that means a lot to us. It means what we're doing, of course. It means a lot to us, and it could mean a lot to the people out there. Obviously, the Spanish-speaking, you know, the Latin community and the Hispanic, all of those guys, they could mean a lot to them too.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, all of us as fans sit here and we watch what's going on. You sit in your booth with Polo. Both you guys have seen a lot of baseball, and you especially on the field and off. Steve-O, I mean, you know, we're fans like everybody else, and we can go back to the late 70s, I mean, when we were just falling in love with it, to the 80s when things got great and then things weren't so good, and then we head on the run. So as you guys watch this first 10 games, you know, I'm going to ask you, like, are you concerned at all about anything that, you know, you are genuinely concerned, you're not going to freak out. Now, the problem with this is it's a loaded question, right? And it's loaded because we can't look at it objectively, because the last 3 years really happened. And I think at the end of the day, that's the problem. So, like, you know, Steve, I'll let you go first. I mean,
great.
Okay. 10 games in, what are you? Without freaking out.
My biggest concern 10 days.
Just give me your biggest concern 10 days in.
My biggest concern.
Oh, I know what it is. That's why I'm going to you first. We're going to set the tone here.
I don't know if you know what it is.
No, I know what it is. You want to bet? Can I say?
Yeah.
Your biggest concern 10 days into this season is how bad the Philly cheesesteaks are at the stadium.
God dang, are you good. That is my only concern.
Well, wait a minute.
That the Philly cheesesteaks were absolute. I thought it was from 1970.
Now, hang on a second. Here. Now, wait a minute. He's impressed that I knew this, right? And he didn't tell me this. How can he be impressed, Benji? I spent 2 days in a row with this guy at the stadium. 2 days. The home opener and the Edwardsville High School game. Great day. Talk about the weather. Unbelievable Saturday, right? Unbelievable. And for 2 days, I didn't hear anything about the losses. I didn't hear about how we lost. I didn't hear about anything. All I heard about were the Philly cheesesteaks. And for that matter, I looked at him and said, you're in big trouble. And he said, why? And I said, Benji is going to be down here to watch Logan play. And you said you'd have a Philly cheesesteak. And you're like, I can't give that to him. That's awful.
Yeah,
so my point is, you think I didn't know this?
Listen, I am so disgruntled over this. Words do not express my feelings right now about the Cardinals front office. Okay.
What do you think the front office has to do with the Philly cheesesteak?
I don't know what the hell they're doing over there.
Somebody in food needs to step up then.
Somebody needs to step up.
Well, you said they changed the whole thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's completely different.
Completely different.
Okay. Well, okay. We can.
I mean, they try to make it the same, but it's not.
All right. So here's the deal. It sounds to me like the real thing behind what you're saying is it's 10 days in. What are you really going to be concerned about? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. On the field, I'm not concerned. I mean, obviously, we've talked about the situation with, you know, I'm not a big Goldschmidt in the two hole person right now. Now, that may, hey, listen, Schultz smarter than I am. Okay. Mo smarter than I am. Whatever they want to do, I get it. I'm just going to try to sit back and enjoy the season. It is a long season, and it's a long off season. And now we have baseball, and we have good weather. And if I can sit there and watch, maybe barbecue at home, watch the game, maybe get down to the game, get a good Philly cheesesteak, then I'm happy. I want to enjoy it. I'm not really concerned about the play on the field. I think we have talent. But I think baseball is in a good position, too. I mean, the state of play in baseball right now, it's never been better. And I like to see these competitive games. Now, when we get to Game 7 of the World Series, I would love to see a 13-2 just trouncing and us win. I don't want it to be close.
Right.
But at this point, for what we do day in and day out, I like where we're at. I like our talent level. And let's just continue to build on it.
Benji,
I just worry about a couple things, but not panic. You know, it's right. Not like a panic deal. It's just worry about, you know, keep watching Fowler. You know, I want Fowler to do so good. I want him to, we need him. I want him to rake. I want him to steal bases. I want him to play great defense. I want to. And that's one of the things that really worries me. Miller, of course, I don't know. I had a little talk yesterday just right before I had with Hicks, and he just told me straight up, he said, I can control my slider right now. I cannot throw it for strike, and I need to, so I can make those guys swing over it. But I need to go back into a backdoor slider or something, make a strike. That way I can get swings. But it's a little worry, of course. You get worried because you don't know if he's going to do it. You don't know if he's going to get it. I was worried about Hicks in the ninth inning, of course, with all the walks. That could be trouble. But for what I saw yesterday, I think he can get out of the trouble, you know, easy if he could keep doing what he's doing right now. But there's no worries. Another worry probably be watching Martinez on the bench when we can use him on the lineup. So those are probably the really worries, you know, that you could get. Not really panicking at all.
Yeah, I would say this, and I think you basically just said it all. The reality here is what? The concerns are because some of these are things, it isn't like the guy starting slow.
And I told you don't have to worry about Ozuna.
It's
that guy will pick it up. He's the number one hard hit balls rated last year. That means he's going to get hits. He will hit, and the ball's going to go out like yesterday. He will be fine.
Well, the thing is, if you think about it, what are we really, if you had concerns, what are they? So Andrew Miller, right? Like, it'd be different if it just was a couple of games, right? I mean, every reliever is going to have a game or two, right? They just are, even the best ones, they're going to have a couple games. So do you really sit here and go, man, has he already had his couple games, 10 games into the season? And then you look at it and go, this is exactly the same problem as last year, right? Dexter Fowler, some of the things that have happened so far, some of these are the same things as last year. Now, some people will say, well, I'm seeing other things from him. He is getting on base better than last year. Okay, great. Great, great, great. So I think the concern that you see from people, and I'm going to call it the outrage of concern, are the things that are continuance of what we saw last year. Now, if you want to sit here and go, man, I'm really concerned about Flaherty or Michaelis because they're not. I understand people being like, oh my God, I was expecting this to be perfect. It's not. So that's not outrage. That's like, oh my God, I just imagined they were going to be perfect. Well, that's our fault for thinking they're perfect, right? So I'm not really all that concerned. Like some of the things that like I wanted to see, I'm actually kind of like – Paul DeJong's taken better at bats. Okay. I like his at bats, and that was a concern for me.
The only thing I didn't like was him in the three holes. I like him.
So, you know, I he's taking good at bats. You know, listen, and this is where I started the conversation with the Tony thing. Okay. When you want to look at that lineup and you want to look seven games in or whatever it was, we sat there, Steve, didn't we? Saturday, we sat there and looked at the thing on the screen. Yadier Molina hitting 077. Are you really concerned?
No.
Okay. I mean, some of these guys, are you really concerned? No. Now, the problem is your memory does not fault. Your memory does not work just one way. So it works both ways. The same reason why you're not worried about Yadi is the exact same reason why you get nervous about Dex. It's the exact same reason why you're nervous about Andrew Miller. Because you saw it with your own eyes last year. Now here it is happening again. When something is different than what you've seen, then you use your memory and say, well, if I had to bet, Yadi's not going to hit 077, right? And Paul Goldschmidt's not going to hit 200 and blah, 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 blah. So you can't have it both ways. And I understand that. It's just like you said, it's not a panic. Is it a concern? Maybe. But we'll see. And like I said, things could be worse. We're 5-5. And like I said, I'm sitting here going, I had to remember the two Pittsburgh games because I was sitting here trying to figure out how we won five games. Those were the two most non-memorable games. I don't even remember them playing those games. And somehow we won them. And we didn't deserve to win. I don't think either one, did we?
No, there was a few wild pitches, right?
Yeah, I mean, so we're 5-5. We just beat a good team last night.
Let's build from that.
Let's use the Benji Molina just win today.
Yes, win today. How do they make the cheesesteak so dry?
I'm concerned.
So dry.
Listen, have you sent a memo to somebody? Benji, can you get word to somebody over there?
You let me know where you get them.
Left field bleachers.
What's the name of the stand?
It's right next to the...
And I'll figure out
it's for next you. To the Gamblin' Whiskey House and the Sub-Zero Vodka thing. Left field bleachers.
I'm going to have to get out there. I'm going to have to watch how they cook the thing and
it
break it down.
It might not be the same owners. You know what I mean? It might be a new chef, a new owner.
I don't know how all that works. All I know is the level of
disgruntledness. That looked like a stadium stand to me. That didn't look like a contracted stand, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You give me the name of the stand, and I'll
I'm going to track it down. The only other thing.
Did you hear what he said? Get him the name of a stand. He's going to fix it. He didn't say he's going to look into it. He said he's going to fix it.
It's not the same guys working it either. Different guys.
That could make the difference right there, man.
It's like a restaurant that got a new chef.
Exactly.
Man, maybe I got to go with like Double Philly. I got to figure out something because it might keep me away from the ballpark, and I don't want that to happen.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I had numerous beers and hot dogs over a 2-day period because the stadium is the only place I'll eat a hot dog. I don't know why. I just love their hot dogs.
You got to go to Pretzel, though. You got to go to...
we got to go to Gus's.
So here's the deal. Okay. First thing, I get off the Metrolink. First thing I always do, take out a buck, I buy a Gus's pretzel. That was dry. What's going on?
You are getting older. I mean,
was that what it was?
Hey, let me tell you this. You were sick, though.
Yeah.
That might be the case for you. You don't have the same taste when you're sick.
Hey, the only saving thing that I had is I was sitting next to intern Will, right? And I ate I ate 2/3 of my cheesesteak, right? And it's whatever it is. It's a $10 cheesesteak. And I look at him. I go, bro, I am not eating this crap anymore. Do you want it? And he goes, I was hoping you were going to ask. And I mean, he tore it up. And he goes, yeah, it wasn't really good. But, you know, college intern, man, he was ready for it.
Let me tell you something. He didn't mess around, dude. Like, he had a blast.
With the ribs.
No, he had a blast. Oh, I think. He's enjoying it. And listen, he's a big help to us. He does a good job for us. He's trying to help us expand our reach, like on Reddit and things like that. Just trying to keep us relevant in that forum and things like that. But let me tell you something. He's a good kid. He works hard. He's always got some ideas. And as we move forward and try to do some more things, he's like, just tell me what I need to do. But it was funny, though. Like, somebody was looking for a trash can. He goes, I got it. I'm the intern. And he grabbed it, went and threw it away. Somebody's like, where can I get a beer? He's like, I got it. I'm the intern. I'm like, you don't have to wait on us.
Hey, so the funny thing is he goes to St. Louis University. He's a college student, yep, getting his degree next December in marketing. And he's from Cincinnati.
Yes.
So he looks at me, goes, hey, next time you're in Cincinnati, yeah, you need to. I go, bro, I'm not going to Cincinnati. I'm never going to go to Cincinnati.
There's
nothing in Cincinnati that tickles my fancy enough to go there. I just shut him down.
Well, hey, you know what? I hate to change the subject, but I just saw a tweet. It's an old tweet, but it's amazing. It was from yesterday, so I'll have to change this. So after last night, the St. Louis Cardinals and Dodgers have played 2,056 games.
Dead even.
Dodgers lead the series 1,029 to 1,027. Two games separates 20 or over 2,000 games. Is that not amazing?
Pretty impressive.
Is that not amazing?
Very impressive.
Well, so listen. So what does that tell you? A couple of storied franchises, lucky to be 500 against one another. We sit at 500. I get it. Love to be 8-2, right? Love to be 8-2. Love to see Andrew Miller coming in and just shutting the door on people in the 6th or 7th or 8th or whatever it is he's doing. Okay, love to see Ducks hitting about 260, maybe a jack or two, right? Love to. Love to see.
I'd like to see some more stolen bases.
We don't have that many guys. Well, the bottom of the lineup could go.
So do you look at it and you look at, do you ever.
Did you agree with Harrison Bader trying to take 30 the other day with Adam Wainwright up? Or was that a bad play?
I always like aggressive.
I like the play because if he makes it, of course, there's only one out, you know. So, and then he went right away after the guy, Wong didn't get the guy over. Remember, he struck out, I think. He couldn't get him over the third, so he's just saying, okay, I'm going to take a chance here and make it a, you know, and Waino can hit a fly ball somewhere.
Yeah, I think people will say, well, Waino's a pretty good hitting pitcher, but even a pretty good hitting, good hitting pitcher is.
Well, Machado is a good hitting pitcher. Yeah. Hitter, and he never gets the guy out 100% from second base.
So,
can we be done with pitchers hitting yet?
I know you were going to bring that up.
Can we be done with a bad flyover?
But let me tell you this, Steve-O, though. I mean, you're an old school guy.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't you be bothered by, you know, not having the pitcher as a? What I'm trying to think is. It's old school, man. That league is old school. It's like National League is like a true thing, the last true thing that there is. And now they're going to take the pitcher away. Now it's going to be like, okay.
I agree with you. I enjoy that that baseball, that style of play a lot more than I do American League baseball. But the facts are, that's not the type of player that we're bringing up. And I get it. So, you know, Greinke hits a couple of home runs. Madison Baumgartner hits a home run. But I watched Kenley Jansen stand in the box the other night. No, they weren't playing the Cardinals. And he has the bat on his shoulder. He's not even going to swing. Now, you're telling me that that's competitive?
No, I don't like that either.
That's what they told him. They told him, do not swing. We don't want you to hurt yourself. We'll give up the out. To me, that's ridiculous. There's not baseball.
But there's also older guys that are going to come pinch hit, and they look like a pitcher. So what do you do then?
I don't know.
That's crazy to me. I mean, I know what you're saying. I know. I get it. But I was just kind of crazy to me that let go that pitcher, you know.
Hitting. Right. And if you get rid of, if you go to DH, then all this talk about the guy not knowing how to use his bullpen and double switches, that all goes away. You know, you don't have that talk anymore. You set the lineup. You get your batters. You worry about your pitchers just pitching.
And you won't have anybody playing off the bench, most of them, because you have team that play off the bench, like O'Neill will never get in a bat. Who are you going to pinch hit him for?
Right.
You will never get in a bat. The pitcher is what you use all your players, right?
Right.
In American League, there's no pinch hitter, maybe once. In the National League, you can get three guys from the bench to use them that day. And then the next day, they don't have to sit all the way into the end of the game. No, they might be able to play. Like O'Neill haven't started a game. Well, he's played in three in a row.
Right.
And he knows that. But like that's the only thing that I don't know, man. I think, I mean, sometimes I'm with you because I like to see a hitter, of course, but it's just tradition. It's just
what the game was. No, I'm with you. I love the style of play, but I'd like to see their number eight hitter get on. All of a sudden, pitcher's up there getting ready to bunt. He steals a base. Now you got a guy on second, and then he bunts him over to third. I mean, that style of play is gone. But it just reminded me, I watched Kenley bat the other night. And, I mean, he's looking at down at the third base coach, and the third base coach is basically like, put the bat in the back pocket. You are not swinging. And if that's where we're at, that's even worse than pitchers hitting when they just get up there and give them an out.
I'm with you, man. I either way that they do it, I've been saying it, you know, either way they do it, I'm fine with it because you get another job for a hitter.
Right.
You get another bullpen guy maybe because, you know, they're adding that thing. They're taking a pitcher away, you know, from hitting. I don't mind it. But also you're taking the tradition, the last tradition in MLB baseball because they're getting crazy with the ideas or what they're doing.
How about this? How about you go to a DH to start the game, and as soon as your starting pitcher comes out, you lose the DH?
I think they're talking about going the other way.
That the starting pitchers would hit?
Yes. Well, they're talking about innings. Any moves made after the sixth inning, you can replace the pitcher's spot in the order with a DH. That way, you don't have to worry about – that's what I read, is that was the counter to the – if you got to face three hitters and you come in and you get one hitter at the end of an inning, you have to stay in the game and then the position comes up in the batting order. When you make the change, you can insert a DH after. That was one of the proposals I read. You know, if you're going to have it, just have it. Just have it.
It's either let him out or let him in. That's it.
Hmm. All good stuff, man. Change the world. Let's change the world.
I don't know what they're doing with baseball, though, man. Well, I mean, the only thing I like about the baseball changes is that the pitcher goes out there really quick. You know, everything happens a little quicker now.
Right.
Which, it's fine. But they still get in the 3 minutes for the TV. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah, that's the big thing. They're not going to cut out the commercials. That's for sure.
But the guys are getting out there. I noticed that, you know. And I don't know if you guys noticed the... The lights in Busch Stadiums are new, and they're freaking bright, man.
Have you been down there under the lights yet?
Yes.
What'd you think of them? What was the home run? It went crazy. The lights go nuts and flickering on and off.
Well, that's fine. Those are part of the show. What I'm saying is the brightness to watch, to play the game, like to see the fastball, to see a fly ball. It is amazing. I don't know if you guys noticed, but those lights are really, really, truly brighter.
Speaking of which, everybody always makes a huge deal about the shadows.
And he's going to make a change, Steve-O, because we're going to Monterey, and I heard, I was talking to Kike Hernandez, mm-hmm. They did it last year. He said that the light poles are halfway of ours. So that ball gets out higher than those lights, and it made a difference. That's what he said. He told me, you'll see. You can see nothing out there.
Okay, but how about on a day game or on an evening game when the shadows, you know, you got a pitcher throwing in from the sun into the shadows. Did that ever affect you?
Oh, my gosh. You can even pick it up, man. You can even pick up the pitch. We had it a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
and Polo was saying that how bad a swing was and how, you know, how he looked like he didn't see it. And I told him, I said, he probably didn't see it because that ball's coming out of the bright. It's going into the dark. And then you have to make up your mind and swing it and try to hit it. So it makes a difference when the shadows are in, you know. So I saw them turn the lights on the other day when it was daylight,
mm-hmm.
and it made a difference. You know, when it's cloudy.
Right.
And they turned the lights on, and it made a difference. It made a difference. So that's probably their idea.
Okay.
Well, you know, I just, you're right, the shadows or something. It is funny. We're talking about Jordan Hicks and how elite his stuff is. And, you know, the word is when he's right, you know, like to your, like you bringing up those pitches, you know, like if you're going to add a split finger and you already throw 103 and you can throw with sync, I mean, it's just, it's unfair. I mean, the shadows make it even worse. But so I'm going to end with this. So as we, you know, since we've kind of, I mean, I would say last year was the Jordan Hicks coming out party, but what are you going to need to see from him, Benji, to say he's elite? Or have you seen enough?
No. You haven't seen enough of this kid. You have to see more. It's way too young in his career to say I've seen enough. Obviously, you got to let him pitch more. But we're going to have to see more of these games that he did yesterday, the way he went through those guys. We got to see these guys face the top of the lineup on crunch times a few times in a year and see what he can do with those guys. So there was nothing bad about Mariano Rivera.
Right.
Nothing bad. Yeah. The only thing he will tell you is
about as perfect as there was. Isn't
yes.
It?
The only thing he will tell you himself is I want to face 2, 3, and 4 and maybe 5. That will tell how good I am. You know what I mean? I'm not taking anything away from 8 and 9 and the pinch hitter or whatever, but they're lower for a reason. So he would tell you, he said, I don't care. I want to see 3, 4, and 5, 2, 3, and 4. And that's what tells me if I'm good or not. So I want to see Hicks doing this, what he did yesterday, I was very impressed by him yesterday. So I want to see that a few more times. And then we can say, you know, we've seen enough, you know, because I heard somebody say yesterday, we found our closer. Well, he actually looked like a closer yesterday.
Sure.
He really did. So I like that. So I just want to see more games like this, and hopefully he does.
Yeah, Steve-O,
he's an elite talent now.
I like to see that's where I'm at. The talent level's elite and off the charts. And, well, here, you go ahead. I'll finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's really all I have. I mean, he's an elite talent. Now it's time to – is he going to embrace that closer's role and get in that closer's mentality and basically do what BMO said and, hey, bring me 3, 4, 5 – and let me get after him. I don't care the situation. I don't care if we're up by 1, we're up by 2. We come in with bases loaded, and I have to shut him down. Give me the ball right now. And that's going to be the assassin-type mentality. When he gets there, I think you'll notice just the swagger of him coming into a ball game a la Mariano, right?
Yeah, I think – right now, what you can say about him is this, for sure.
And we're not comparing him.
Saying, it's not fair. It's not fair to do this to people, right? So, but what I will say is this. You can't ignore the obvious, which is right in front of your face, and that is, Steve, I think you said it perfectly. He's an elite talent. And I will say, when he's right, it's unfair. But see, there's been other guys like that, right? Like, when they're on, it's unfair. You know, when Scherzer is on, it's unfair. When Sale's on, it's unfair. When Verlander's on, it's unfair. We've seen it here with some of the guys we've had.
Don't forget that Scherzer started 0-2.
Yeah.
So what did they think of that?
Yeah, I hope they were smart enough to look at the stat line and say, well, it's a tough 0-2. But you know, wins for pitchers is a tough category because, you know, they can pitch awful good and not get wins. But, you know, that being said, when I look at this thing, I look at him and I say, I'm good. Like, I would love to have Craig Kimbrel. Not because I don't trust Jordan Hicks. If you give me Craig Kimbrel, it does what? Steve will mention it earlier, Benji. I'm sitting here going, just get me to the back of the game and this thing's over.
Hey, right? It'll match our team.
Yeah.
Right? It'll match our club right now. What is our club doing right now? 5 innings.
Yeah.
6 innings. Right? Nobody has gone more than 6. And you won't see that often. So it'll match up your team. You put Kimbrel, Hicks, Miller. I mean, you make that game 6 inning. And that's exactly what our starters are doing. Then you rest all the rest of the guys. They've been resting.
For sure. I mean, it's a good thing. We could have a lot of problems. I don't think that's one of them, Jordan Hicks, for sure. Like, even if he does come in and struggle every now and again, I'll live. You know, hey, let's try to remember, he's learning on the job here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a kid that should probably be at Double-A baseball, just in certain mm-hmm. circles. People would say, you know, he might be in Double-A or Triple-A this year. You know, so I'm willing to let him learn on the job. I think it's a little easier to let him learn on the job if Andrew Miller's good. It's easier to let him learn on the job if Anthony Reyes can figure it out. It's easier to let him learn on the job if John Brabey is as good as we think he is. John Gant's been pretty good. You know, so all these things that we kind of figure out in here, you know, I think that's not a concern of ours. So, again, I think today's discussion is, do we see some things that have us going, oh, boy, well, sure, we're human. But at the same time, nobody here's panicking. So, Benji, my friend, it's good having you in studio until you're out of here. When are you leaving?
We're leaving Thursday after the game. We go to Monterrey, Mexico.
Yeah.
We're going to face the Reds a couple of games, and then we come back on Sunday. I got to Milwaukee because that's where they're going to be playing.
Yeah.
We fly back to Milwaukee, and then the next day I got to go back to Arizona, and then I'll come back Thursday.
You're a traveling man. They're going to play that song for you, traveling man.
I told you April is going to be crazy. April is going to be a lot of games. And then all of a sudden, it's going to come down. It's going to slow down every other weekend like normal. But this time, most of the times of the weekend, it's going to be from Thursday to Sunday.
Just remind you of being a player again, how crazy your schedule is. Like when you were a player, how structured everything had to be. And does it remind you a little bit of that again?
Yep, yep, it does. But your mind is a lot in ease because you don't play. So you just got to show up over there and talk to a couple guys. And
he doesn't have to ice the knees anymore.
No ice in knees, arms, no ice in your forehead.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in. Obviously, we love having you in studio, and I know we'll
got it, buddy.
I got a lunch or two in us before you go, hopefully. Steve-O, thanks for making it in today. To all of our listeners out there, thank you for joining us as well.
Steve-O looks sick still, man.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm running at about 93%.
Okay, because I'm feeling good.
It looks but more like 85.
I'm down. Hey, I'm 12 pounds down.
Well, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe that's a good thing to feel like cheese thing wasn't all that great.
Don't let that take your energy, man.
Yeah, don't let it zap you, pal. Hey, listen, thank you for joining us. One last time, Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Thank you for your continued support. Residential, commercial, industrial, our man Randy Green's got you covered. Give them an opportunity for your business. It's a name you can know and trust. Adam Smokehouse, go over there and get some of the best barbecue in St. Louis, folks. Located on Watson Road in St. Louis. Open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Providing box lunches for big orders. Certain zip codes can get some delivery. And, of course, if you have a catering event, they would do you right. So that's Adam Smokehouse. St. Louis, here's your cue. Gators Baseball Academy, like I said, big things happening right now. Baseball season for the young guys is in full swing. When you start thinking about next year, know this. They're big in Missouri, and we're growing in Illinois, and we have room for X amount of teams. Private message me if you're interested to learn more. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of the Four Pillar System. To our friends at Patios, thank you for your continued support. The first name you can know and trust when it comes to your experience partying with Cardinal Baseball. Patios, we love it. Make sure you check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Happy to have you guys part of our experience. Check out our bloggers through there as well. Subscribe to the show. Find us on Twitter, @BirdsOnABatShow. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook, Two Birds and a Bat. Like our page. Click invite your friends. When you see the pinned post, like it, comment on it, and share it. That's how we reach more people and get them involved in the show as well. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds and a Bat Show. Like us there. Find us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. To all of our friends out there, Nate McHenry, RileySquirrel.com. Thank you for your continued support. Look forward to chatting with you soon as we get through this opening week, and then we can start doing some of the stuff that we have planned. To our friend Chris Lawless over at Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, thank you, sir, for your continued support. Love what you're doing, and I'm sure you're enjoying this beginning of the season as it's moving fast and furious for you as well. To my friend Ron, I hope you're enjoying your vacation and your cards on deck. We're waiting for you when you come back. Enjoy that time down, my friend. And Linda and Vicky, thank you for all you do. Friends of Yadier Molina, what a great Facebook group. I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. Glad you girls are enjoying yourselves and up and running what you're passionate about, and that's Cardinal baseball everywhere. STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, Cardinal Freak, three more of my favorites, St. Louis Cardinals Nation. Great ones everywhere, folks. No shortage if you want to talk Cardinal baseball. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.